love singing along with their favorite songs, but sometimes it's hard to figure out what in the heck these rock and rollers are actually saying when they're singing. The good news is that most of the time, the lyrics we think we hear are funnier than the actual lyrics. So on this week's Ladoonie Rock and Roll Circus, we're going to be talking about 25 of the funniest misheard song lyrics. See, speaking of misheard, misspoke podcast host lyrics of all time. That was a total mess, and I don't give a shit. Get ready to rock out with your talk out. It's the Ladoonie Rock and Roll Circus. It is, just like that guy on that little intro there said, it is the Ladoonie Rock and Roll Circus, and you folks are all welcome to join along, to hang out with us today. You can get more information at lulombardirocks.com, all kind of cool stuff coming as well, all kind of fun stuff coming for 2021. Despite the government's insistence on trying to ruin our lives, we are just going to freaking like party while the world burns. So don't worry, we're going to be here until they come banging down the door, right, Lily?
And even then,
we're going to still be here, right, Keith? You're going to be here when they come banging on your door to take you away.
Exactly, and I want, you know, welcome to the country where everybody dresses like fucking Bane from Batman. So whatever.
Yeah. So it is,
and here we are.
It's the Bane Nation.
Go get your Bane on today, Holmes.
Go get your Bane on. We've got Keith the Hawk Hawkins live from New Orleans. We've got Lily V6 live from Cannonsburg.
Yo, live from Cannonsburg.
We've got Lou Lombardi live from the People's Republic of Cannonsburg, Pennsylvania. So anyways, we are going to be getting into a fun topic tonight. Just a little bit of housekeeping. First, I want to give a shout out to somebody who is a... definitely not a communist. My good friend Keith the Hawk. My good friend Keith the Hawk, because I love you, brother. But my good friend Chris Thunderwolf Dodson. You're not even drunk yet. No.
I think you're just frustrated.
I know. My good friend Chris Thunderwolf Dodson at Wolf's Customs. You know, guys, while the world is burning down around you, you would look really awesome rocking out on a guitar with a custom paint job. Maybe Hollow Flash. I don't know. I'm just thinking. Just saying. Rocking out there. The world's burning around your ears. The communists are bringing down your door, but you're rocking out hard on this on awesome custom paint job from wolfscustoms.online. They've been doing it for years. Chris Thunderwolf Dodson knows exactly what he's doing. Check him out. Tell him Ladoonie sent you at wolfscustoms.online. Also, some other folks I know don't put up with any communist BS. That is the folks at Rock Rage Radio. John, I'm assuming you have not changed your perspective there since I've been away from Facebook. But John Coons is a hardcore freedom-loving guy.
Oh, yeah.
So we support him, and he supports us. So thank you to Rock Rage Radio. Download the app at rockrageradio.com and listen to great guitar-driven rock 24/7. Lily V6 is with us as well. She is a Rock Rage Radio jock. Lily, you have your own show, right?
I do. Hot Licks with Lily 6 on Thursdays. RockRageRadio.com or get the free app. 6 p.m.
Get the freak app.
Free. Well, if that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, baby. Get your freak on. And Keith the Hawk Hawkins, what is going on with you, my brother? My brother, what is happening down there in New Orleans? Anything good? I heard some bad news about Mardi Gras.
Yeah, they canceled Mardi Gras. It's going to be different this year, they say, which means they ain't going to do shit. But, you know, hey, all we can do is, you know, live it one day at a time. And not to, you know, I got to keep bringing up the Wolf again, because the Wolf got a whole website, Redbubble, I think it is. He can probably tell you. He's probably watching. You go to redbubble.com, or Wolf did a whole thing with my snare drum picture, a whole website with my little Hollow Flash snare drum.
Nice.
You can get coffee mug stickers, duffel bags. Shit, man, the list goes on and on.
The whole thing.
Yeah, definitely.
That's pretty cool, because you know what? That is my drum, but, you know, he's the artist, so we'll get his name out there even further.
Chris Thunderwolf Dotson, he's a good wolf.
Yeah, we also have a bad wolf.
He's got a very bad
big
wolf.
Bad wolf.
That somebody needs
to
do
something. Yeah, he's not going to blow your house down.
Yeah, this wolf wants to. The wolf in Pennsylvania wants to blow your house down. Not Chris Thunderwolf Dotson. So,
he's a T-Wolf.
just before we get into anything, just one personal note. Has anybody, what is your song? We all, the three of us, I'm sure we all have more than one. A song where we were singing it and singing it and singing it, and then we went, no, that isn't what they're saying. You go, oh crap, that's what you're saying. You got one, Lily?
I do.
Which one's yours?
Shaken.
What was the, yeah.
I still sing it that way, though. I don't care.
I think those words are better.
Yeah.
Her tits were shaking through the middle of the night.
That's my big one.
That's not what it says?
Nope.
What does it say then? I really thought that was what it said.
We did some shaking through the middle of the night.
I like it better the other way.
So does everybody else.
Because there's nothing better in the world than a Eddie Money tickets, which are not for sale.
Ever again. Ever again.
So,
I got one.
What's yours, Lily? What's yours, Keith?
This one was actually what we used to sing at an actual gig when we're still around. And I don't even know if like this was one of those ones you would find online, but the guy just made it up. I just thought it was funny. But when you would do "I'm a Believer" by the Monkees, you would say, "When I saw her face, she was a retriever," which I thought was pretty funny. So
that's great.
Mine was from the song "Rebel Yell" by Billy Idol, where he says, "Come baby, I got a license for love, and if it expires, rain hell from above." But that is not the words. The words are "pray help from above." But I like "rain hell from
above." It sounds better.
Way better.
Sounds way cooler.
I still think that's what he's saying.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, somebody's wrong there, but and it can't be Ludini. Ludini's always right.
Go to sometimes you can just lock yourself into some of the craziest shit, right?
I know. Go to, if you want to hear me sing some screwed up lyrics, go to LouLombardiRocks.com. But yeah, those are our personal ones, I definitely did the thing. And I remember being about 13 years old, 14 years old, and hearing that Eddie Money song on the radio. And you know, like all my buddies, you know, we were all, you know, just hitting the, just on the other, just kind of coming through puberty there, and always, you know, kind of like, our tits were shaking, you know.
I still sing it wrong. I don't care.
Well, your tits are shaking. Your tits are shaking right now.
They usually do. They're more in the room than anyone. So.
Lily's boobs are going to have their own show.
Oh, God, no. I can't have them be more famous than me.
Oh, God. So anyway, so we're going to go ahead and get into this today. If you have one of your favorites, please throw it in the comments. And if we're not too shit-faced, we will try to remember to look at the comments and read your
thing. We make no promises.
But we make no promises. I'm trying to get this music equalized. It's not too loud. Okay, guys. So, Lily, we'll start with Lily. Ladies first. What do you got, Lil?
Well, not only in that song, her tits were shaken till the end of the night, which is incorrect. There was also, for me, "Cops on the Highway" had her pulled to the side, but it's got so high we had to pull to the side.
I always thought it was "We Got So High We Had to Pull." Which one is
I
it?
I thought it was "Cops on the Highway" had her pulled to the side.
Oh, okay.
And so that's my
I figured if her tits were shaking, she was probably high. So I don't know.
Not necessarily. Anyway.
Quick, little trivia. Who was the girl that was in the video with him?
I know.
That's the chick. Oh, that's Apollonia.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, Apollonia.
Or Purple Rain chick.
Yeah.
That's it. I knew somebody would get it.
I know
she,
it.
She was the one who baptized herself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka, but it wasn't Lake Minnetonka.
She also had very ample breasts.
Very ample bosoms. And I, you know, too, when you watch that video, you go like, yeah, I could see her tit shaking in the middle of the night. We're just going to read this podcast.
We're just talking about Eddie tits. Money's
song. Eddie Money's tits. Money tits. There's a band name.
That'll be the next year's name.
Next year when we play. if the world is not, if we're not, you know, if we don't no longer live in a communist country,
if we're not locked in a cage.
So, so in the same song you have two.
Yes, I have two in the same song. That's why it's that's my biggest one I have because I have had, that's the one I'm singing wrong the whole time.
Number one for Lily is the cops.
Yeah,
pulled her to the side because her tits were shaking.
Yeah,
that's terrible. Oh, shame on you.
Nah.
What do you got, Keith? Let's quit talking about these tits.
I'm going to go with a band I have on my t-shirt and probably the greatest rock and roll band of all time, but sometimes their lyrics get a little bit diluted. Let's go early on in the Beatles' career with I Want to Hold Your Ham. Now, let me tell you about what the ham is. I have no idea. So since Thanksgiving's coming up, does it mean just a Thanksgiving ham? Is they want to hold your ham? I don't know what the ham exactly means. Obviously, the song is I Want to Hold Your Hand, but the ham can be made into many different things. So, I mean, if you're a vegetarian, probably not so much. But I Want to Hold Your Ham is a whole other song that we can get into that you could just take and go off on a tangent with, which I'm about to do, but I won't.
Wait a minute. I got a problem here. Who in the hell eats ham on Thanksgiving? You're supposed to eat turkey.
Oh, I hate turkey. I'm gonna go get a steak, man. I've had steak for the last since I moved here. I go to Dickie Brendan Steakhouse every year. Turkey is good like never. It's
Well, here's the thing. That might be your opinion, but you're completely wrong.
On turkey?
Turkey is the greatest food in the world.
Yeah, well, you know what? There would be people out there would probably say that you're wrong, Lou.
but they would be incorrect in saying that. Ham is terrible. Ham is something you put on a sandwich. That's it. Ham is not a meal. Those of you that are serving ham as a meal, no. No, ham you put in your lunch box the next day with some mustard and some town talk.
Ham's actually pretty good. A nice smoked turkey is not bad, but I mean, turkey is good for one time a year, man. I mean, I'm glad they only have it. That's like one day where
I will admit I'm a dark meat kind of guy. Definitely.
You know, me too, if you know what I mean.
wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. But ham, oh my God. There's nothing more depressing as being a little kid and going to somebody's house for dinner and, Mom, what are they making? Oh, I think she's making ham. My sister and I would be like, oh, can we stop at McDonald's? Oh my God, I just can't deal with ham. Ham is terrible. Terrible. It is not a meal. Ham is like, you know what you could, you know what, a ham, bad, not bad.
You're lucky, man, you're lucky the wife's not here, man, because she was here and she hears this shit or she watches the playback. She's gonna go ballistic because Samantha loves her some fucking ham. Boy.
I can't deal with ham. I would. You know what I like to do with ham though, other than wipe my ass with it. I do like to take ham. I like to slice it real nice and fry it real quick. You know, put it in a pan and fry it.
You do frizzled ham.
Yeah, like real fr. That's good. That's all right. Because you gotta get some good mustard though. You can't do that at French's. Sure. You know what I mean?
I don't eat ham at all.
You got to put some Swiss cheese on that shit, right?
Well, look. If you work for the French's mustard company, we will say something nice about French's mustard if you want to give us a lot of money. But other than that, you know, for a good ham, you got to get a good mustard. It's got to be.
Yeah, there's some good like Steel City. Steel City mustard's pretty good.
It's not bad.
A dark brown. It's another dark color, if you know what I mean.
How about this one? Who here remembers the song Lido Shuffle?
Nope.
By Boz Scaggs.
I do not know that
song. Me, it's the great Jeff Porcaro one.
Oh, that's an all-star studio cast on that track. But it's not. A lot of people think it's One More for the Load. No. Get your mind out of the gutter. It's One More for the Road.
Not One More for the Load.
What's the matter with people, Keith? Really? People out there eating ham and then they're singing about loads. Jeez. Exactly. That's what I say about it, too. You better get that corona checked. What do you got? Who's next? Somebody say something. It's a podcast. You should be making noise.
I have More Than a Feeling by Boston. And this long, long time, I thought the lyrics were, I see that Marianne walking away.
I see my Marianne walking away. What's the word?
I see my fairy tale walking away.
Whoa! Okay, you could put that on my list. I see my Marianne
what?
Walking
what
away.
It? I see my fairy tale walking away.
Wow.
For the longest,
yeah,
I still
no
sang.
Idea. I had no idea that said that. I never heard that song.
Right? I still
out.
Thought it was.
That's ridiculous. I want to talk to somebody in charge because that's bullshit.
Right.
Well, Brad Delf is dead, so like we're never going to get the straight answer.
I'm going to get Tom Scholes on the phone. We're going to see what's going on here.
He makes
some
calls.
That drummer's dead. That drummer's dead, too, so we're not going to talk to him.
So that's the problem.
Anybody got a Ouija board? I really want to find this out tonight.
A Ouija board. Oh, that's just crazy. I don't believe that. Really?
That's what it says, yes.
I see my, what again?
Fairy tale.
I not... see my fairy tale walking away. I can't even really.
It breaks my heart.
That's very interesting lyric. I don't know why you would, maybe you're hopped up on something. That's, you know, that's
I just think
happens.
The lyrics are muddled too much to hear the fairy tale part. I hear Marianne every time I listen to it.
Right.
So.
If I listen to it right now, I'd hear my Marianne walking away.
Yeah.
What do you got, Keith? Give us another one.
That would make a lot more sense than a fairy tale. Where's your fairy tale going? What are you going to do with a fairy tale? It's not even real to begin with. It doesn't make any fucking sense. Anyway, let's go with I'm going to go with a total pop number by the great English singer Paul Young. Remember this guy?
Yes. What was his big hit?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what it is right now. Every time you go away, that's you right. take a piece of me with you. But I'm going to change it and let people hear. Every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Once again, this song isn't good for vegans or anybody that doesn't like meat.
That's you're hungry, aren't
me,
you?
Me, myself, I do. I love me some meat. But at the same time, that's what you hear sometimes. Every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. So you can fill in the blank. It could be turkey, which you love. Could be ham. Could be a veal cutlet, milk fed. I have no idea. But you could take a piece of meat with you. So it's, this meat is traveling to wherever you're going to.
You can't take... well, see, the confusing part of it is, Lily, you can't take meat with you. Because, you know what happens, you're right, when you're leaving from your mom's house at Thanksgiving, right? Oh, wait a minute, here, take some of this meat with you. Right?
And there
right?
it is. So it makes sense. Come in.
Makes sense.
Exactly. That's what I think a lot of people would hear, because I don't know when that song was actually released. It's a very old song. It's probably 80-ish. But we're going to go with... the fact where I'm just going to make this up just for podcast sakes. I think it was released probably around the holiday season where they would be like, honey, take some of this meat with you. And I think that Paul Young was like probably a victim of like his aunt or grandma and was like, shit, man, I'm going to write a song about that.
Or, you know, maybe, right? Maybe there was, they was doing some, sex. Maybe they were doing some sex.
Doing the dirty.
And, she took some... she took some meat with her.
How are you going to take it with you? It's either there or
I don't know.
She might have a machete in her purse.
Have you ever heard of Lorena Bobbitt?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's I don't want to think about that because that hurts just talking about it.
That hurts talking about it.
Oh,
you imagine
my
that?
God.
Imagine looking down one day and being your Schwanz is gone, man.
Schwanz.
That would be sad.
Yeah, you guys, you've seen this a really what I would call hilariosity horror movie called The Tooth Fairy. And there's a line in there. Hey, Carl, what's your wiener doing over there? And that's the greatest part of the movie.
Just what about teeth?
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
Vagina dentata. Try new vagina dentata. The new the board game all the family's playing this year. At Thanksgiving. If you want to take a piece of meat with you, you just need a little vagina dentata.
Oh, my God.
That's what
okay.
I say.
How about this?
Have meat will travel is the cut of a man. No, good.
I believe in midget ghouls. You sexy thing. Those are the words. I believe. It's not I believe in miracles. It's I believe in midget ghouls.
I love that
song. I knew it. The whole time I was saying that, that's some hot bullshit China. Because I had a bet on somebody one time, but I actually had to do ungodly thing because I lost the bet. I didn't know. It was
ungodly. You mean you had to play this song? You had to play this song in a band?
No, I play worse than that. Trust me.
But by Hot Chocolates, You Sexy Thang. the misheard version is I believe in midget ghouls. Or maybe I believe in nickels. Somebody thinks it's nickels. I do believe in nickels, but I don't know if I believe in midget ghouls.
I'm not sure.
Well, wait a minute. Aren't all midgets ghouls? I'm politically incorrect. Fuck you.
And there it is.
There it is. I'm done. I'm done. You're looking at a man who's been pushed too far. So, yes, I do believe in midget ghouls. And those are the words from now on.
I will say it like that. That's fine.
I believe in midget ghouls.
I have one.
Who's that by? Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate. I love that.
I got a thing the other day from a friend of mine here, a drummer from New Orleans here, sent me a thing on Facebook and said people that love hot chocolate. So that's probably, I couldn't really think of who the hell it was, but now I know who the hell it is.
Not to be confused with sexual chocolate.
No, it's not sexual chocolate.
No. Since you're all in the clapping mood.
I have one that there's a misheard lyric that I never heard, and I came up with my own, and it was wrong, too. But Africa's Toto, or Toto's Africa. Toto's Africa, the misheard lyric that everybody hears.
In Africa, there is a band called... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay.
There's a band called Africa.
The common misheard lyric is, I left my brains down in Africa. What I used to hear was, I miss the rains down in Africa. But it's actually, I bless the rains down in Africa.
I agree. I remember hearing that song as a kid and going, like, what? Because, like, it's not, I don't know, it's not a, the lyrics aren't like, what's the word I want? Like, the song isn't like a typical, doesn't have, like, typical pop kind of lyrics.
Right,
I love you,
right.
She broke my heart, blah, blah, blah. It's this kind of story song.
Yeah.
And I had no idea. And then I did look it up at one point, saw the lyrics, and saw I Bless the Rains.
Yeah.
But I used to think I missed the rains.
I thought, what
I missed
always,
the rains down in Africa.
For a long time, I thought it was that. A long time.
Yeah, that's, like, Toto are so badass, they can have to say whatever they want.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I never heard I left my brains down in Africa, though. I never heard that in it.
Really?
Yeah.
This is one from last week. And and actually, these are the lyrics. I thought, I must have... I always sang, where are you going with the mask you found?
Mm-hmm.
But it's where you going with the mask I found. From Plush.
Okay.
And that's one word difference. But I have seen it written many different... I have seen the lyrics printed out many different ways for this song. Does anybody even know what's really...
Well, a lot of these websites, though, are written by people like you and me who really don't know the actual lyrics. Unless you have, like, the cassette or the CD or the record that had all the things in it.
Isn't where you're going with the mask I found? That's what I thought it was.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Those are... According to A to Z lyrics, that's what the lyrics are. But I didn't think I had seen it written differently in the past. You ever heard the song "You Smell Like Teen Spirit"?
Yeah.
You ever seen a Weird Al version?
Yes.
Of course.
I've heard the Weird Al version live.
We're singing and we're playing, but we don't know what we're saying.
Yes.
And yeah, so that song you don't even know what the hell they're saying. That's like, it's just nonsense.
My cousin and I used to have a debate on what they were saying, like, back and forth for, like, 3 years. We give up.
So, like, it's, here we go, now entertain us. I'm mulatto, and albino, I'm mosquito. You know, by the way, mulatto is a kind of, considered, like, kind of a racist kind of term. Did you know that?
I didn't know.
Yeah. My libido.
I'm really sure that Kurt Cobain gave a shit about that, though.
I'm worse at what I do best. And for this gift, I feel blessed. Our little group has always been and always will until the end.
I knew that part.
I had no
the
idea.
The rest of it, not
I could
so much.
Not, never, I knew. I would just like,
you just do what they're doing.
I think that's what most people think the words are. Hello. They just come in on the hello part, you know.
I just like the cheerleaders' outfits in the video. They were anarchy.
I like the guy that dips the donut in the... That's in the Weird Al version, right?
I think so.
He dips the donut in the toilet water or whatever.
Did you ever see that one? It's the parody on Happy, the Pharrell Williams song, Tacky. It's fucking great. It's great.
I liked, anyway, so we could talk all night, Dave, about Weird Al. We should probably do some kind of tribute to Weird Al. When he dies.
I'm gonna bring up some added topic later on. We'll talk about it.
when he catches the Shanghai Shivers and croaks, we'll do a tribute to him. So, wow. What do you got, Keith?
Let's see, the Kung Flu.
The Kung Flu.
Yeah. This one was a huge hit for this band. One of the, I think, underrated American rock bands. It was probably that getting that alt-rock scene to be noticed. But this is probably their biggest hit. And they won several million awards for it. But I think sometimes it's a little bit misinterpreted what it says. I mean, it's usually I'm losing my religion, and then, you know, the rest of it is that's me in the corner. But I think a lot of people hear, let's pee in the corner, let's pee in the spotlight, but which could electrocute you. But, I mean, that's just one of the things where you have to watch yourself, and obviously your Johnson, because peeing in the spotlight's not good. But let's pee in the corner, let's pee in the spotlight, which is obviously someone that has some kind of urination thing where they maybe just are into that kind of thing. But I think that's a lot of times what the misheard lyric is, that particular chorus part.
What?
Not just what I heard, man. You know, it's just one of them things.
We should do a show on, like, songs where the lyrics are completely incomprehensible. Because there's some Pearl Jam songs we could talk about. Like, we'd just be a whole show on Pearl Jam, and we all know how much Lily loves Pearl Jam.
Yes, she just loves Pearl Jam.
Daddy, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Daddy?
Smooth Criminal.
But it's those aren't the words, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No, it's Annie. Annie, are you okay?
See, that doesn't make any sense. Who's Annie? Daddy, I get.
Wait, hold on. Somebody's at my front door. I'm going to probably have to shoot somebody. Hold on.
Oh, heard.
All right, nice. Oh, so Keith is shooting somebody.
Anyway.
Oh, so it's Annie, are you okay? Really? I always thought it was Daddy, are you okay?
No, it's Annie. Annie, are you okay? I don't know what Annie did, but he repeats it like five times. Obviously, the song is about someone that's hard of hearing because she didn't answer it for shit.
Keith,
Annie, are you okay? Are you okay, Annie? Goes on and on and on. I mean, the girl obviously can't hear.
If it wasn't for Keith and alcohol, I wouldn't even be alive right now. So
that's right.
Alcohol.
Okay, this website, by the way, we cheated a bit and pulled some of these off a couple websites. There's a really fun website called kissthisguy.com, and there's another one here I want to tell you guys about. Go to amiright.com/misheard, and there's a lot of funny, but they both have, there's literally thousands of these, right, Lily?
There's 120, almost 121,000 on kissthisguy.com. But they also include things like Disney movie music and musicals music, so it's not just rock and metal and, you know, regular songs. It's fun songs too. So,
hey, not to interrupt, is there snow in there?
It was earlier.
We had some flurries earlier today.
No, I was just wondering. That's what I heard.
The next one on my list is Genesis. I can't dance. The misheard lyric is black guys talking to me trying to steal my blues. And the correct lyric is fat guys talking to me trying to steal my blues. I always thought it was black guy. I'm not going to lie.
That's not true.
Wow.
I really did. I just thought he was like in this club with these guys.
You know what? Maybe we should just get a pillowcase out and, you know what I'm saying?
Whatever. I don't wear white, so. Try again.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I thought he was in, like, a blues-type club, and he was hanging out with these, like, black guys. I don't know. Wasn't, like, a thing.
Do you guys know the song?
That's crazy. That's a crazy story.
That's crazy.
I'm just saying.
The Queens of the Stone Age song?
You start today?
You always got to wonder how much I've been drinking. Every week, you ever notice that? It's just like a goddamn whole theme. How much you've been drinking. Why did you grab the truck into the wall? What have you done with, why is the insurance so high? How much have you been drinking? It's just a complete full circle over and over again. You ever just see, like, it comes around, goes around. Why did you smash the van into a fence? I mean, it's just that, to me, it makes no sense. I haven't even drank that much today. It's none of your business.
All the bitch had said, all been washed in black.
What is that?
Sarah.
Starship.
My Starship.
No, who gives a shit what they got? That stuff's so bad that who cares what they say?
Sarah. Sarah, but, you know. Storm. Sarah, storms are brewing in your eyes. Sarah, no time is a good time for goodbyes. Who's thought that said all the bitch had said all had been washed in black? What kind of crack are people smoking? Because give me
some. That's that gangster rap version. It's a gangster rap version.
What's the matter with people? Lily, what's the matter with people?
I can't explain that. I don't even know what's wrong with me.
Yeah. I don't even know what's wrong with me.
You want me to answer for other people? You crazy?
Oh, God. son of a... What do you got, Lily? Somebody help me. Help me out of this. Get me off this crazy podcast!
All right, Don Henley, Boys of Summer. Misheard lyric, My Love for You is 10 Feet Tall, which I did sing that quite a few times, but it is My Love for You Will Still Be Strong.
My love for you is 10 feet tall.
It sounds like it's
that, that one there. I don't understand. Like, you know, if you can misinterpret. I mean, just the fact where, I mean, you know, no offense, but Helen Keller could hear that one. You know, but that's just me.
The ones that like really got me that I think are really crazy are the ones where the name of the song
and is in the
but people the still people still get that wrong. Don't make no difference.
That's the next one I have. It's complete. Like one of the most popular songs I think ever, and one of the most iconic films ever. Is it my turn? Can I go?
Go ahead, because I got one later. Go ahead.
How's this one, you know, which everybody knows the Elton John classic, Tiny Dancer, but how many people have heard Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza?
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
If you're a Taxi fan or whatever, obviously, I think it's what the story is, it came from Friends, but I don't watch Friends enough to know exactly where that's been. You probably do, though, Samantha. Would you like to be on the podcast and tell us what the origin of Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza was. Was it Phoebe?
Probably.
There you go. It's that dumbass Phoebe on Friends.
Dumbass.
I never watched that show.
Wow.
I mean, she's just playing a character. I mean, the character is not too bright. What are you going to do?
They did not. Okay. Now, this is a song lyric that, like, I never understood. I could not understand what was being said. And a couple different bands had hits with this song. Actually, a lot of people have covered this song. A lot of this is a favorite of those like alt country types, Keith. You know what I'm saying? And it's the song "Willin'," written by Lowell George. And it's I never knew what he was saying. I would just kind of like I was just sort of singing it phonetically.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have interpreted it as "You give me weed, rice, and wine." But the original, in my opinion, that makes more sense than what the actual lyrics are. If you give me weed, whites, and wine. What?
I don't know.
Whites, what? What are whites?
Like white what?
Yeah, white what? White is a color, like white.
Like white clothes?
Are you talking about white people?
Like whiter whites?
Is this one of those songs that needs to be canceled, Keith? Should we cancel this song right now?
I'm not canceling any songs. I'm sick of that shit.
If this gets crossed anybody in Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer will cancel it.
Same way with Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania.
No, obviously.
Hold on, I have to give my. You know that there's. I'm sorry, you're.
Did
not
I mention
in,
I'm gonna make my all crazy thing
you're,
later
you're
on
not,
Facebook?
You're not. You don't live in Pennsylvania anymore, but Lily and I do. And you have to send in Pennsylvania if you have a podcast. Every 5 minutes, you must give a Nazi salute to Governor Wolf. So we have to do it. So yep, Heil Wolf. How about this? That's what we have to say to that asshole.
How about the mayor? Can we do one for the mayor of New Orleans?
Yeah,
the
Toya
Cantrell. And I'm not going to do the Sieg Heil Alfred. I'm going to do the what they call the penis salute, which is right here.
No, here's you know what?
Yes, Dana. Since she canceled Mardi Gras, she's going to bring the city to its knees. Here you go, LaToya, and won't anybody play any fucking gigs. So right here, baby.
Keith, you don't realize this, and I don't think you realize, dude. You invented the greatest cancel gesture in the world.
The penis salute. Oh no, that one. Yeah,
he don't uses do that all the time.
No. Cut that shit out right now.
That's what Wolf is saying. I'm waving my hand under my chin like a blade. That's what Wolf is saying about Thanksgiving and Christmas right now. He's like, nah, No Pennsylvania.
That's
no
what he
Christmas.
Said from...
No Thanksgiving.
He's
no.
been saying that from St. Paddy's Day till now. So.
Yeah. No. No Christmas.
Easter was canceled.
No. You know, yeah, not having it. Not going to do it.
Those all had, like, a shot in it. Seriously. That bottle didn't even have any one shot. I was just getting rid of it. It was, like, just hanging around.
So
it wasn't a whole bottle. I didn't even crack this today. This shit. And that only had a shot. Just three shots all together.
So if
look,
you're... So,
look, show them. When I come home from working all day...
I didn't drink all this. This is ridiculous. I wouldn't be able to stand if I drank all this. This is unrealistic as hell.
Keith's alcoholism is becoming exposed. Are we doing an intervention, Keith, on you right now? Is that what we're doing?
You might have to.
We're having an intervention on Keith.
First of all, nobody drinks 2.5 fifths in a setting. I wouldn't be able to walk, talk, function, anything. Each one of those bottles had like a drop in it. It's bullshit to let them laying around. It's like put them out of their goddamn misery already. Oh, by the way, there's a term for what we're talking about, like where it's misheard lyrics and or words. Mondegreen. Do you know this?
I thought no, Lily tell us, tell us.
Sylvia Wright, a writer in 1954, did a college essay on Mondegreen because it was like some play she read, and she read the lyrics were interpreted a completely, like the words of the play were completely misinterpreted by people. So, and it was a person in the play called Madame Mondegreen. So it became known as Mondegreen by Sylvia Wright in 1954, which means you hear what actually isn't the truth, which is, you know, is pretty much what everything is nowadays, you know, so.
Huh.
Mondegreen.
I like it.
By Sylvia Wright, 1950. Google it.
I'm good. I believe you. I don't need to Google it.
Remember.
Censorship kills thought, guys. Censorship
damn
kills
right.
thought. No censorship. What do you got, Lily?
I don't even
Speaking
know.
Of censorship.
I'll go with one of the obvious ones that people know.
Thank you, Mr. Obvious.
CCR, Bad Moon Rising. Commonly
there's
misheard is there's a
bathroom
moon on the right.
On the right.
Correct lyric, there's a bad moon on the ride.
Oh, I thought there was a bad moon on the rise.
It said ride when I looked it up.
Ah, see, I was still wrong.
Yeah, I think that might be wrong. No, I mean, I'm just saying.
I looked it up on the
you know, everybody just does their own little investigation, but I think it's because the song is called Bad Moon Rising, right? So why would it be called? So even that website's wrong. That's bullshit.
I figure
you never
a
know
lot
what
of
you're reading. It's all incorrect. But the beautiful thing about this song is it was on my list too, and John Fogerty made fun of this because too many people must have came forward and said that's what I thought it said years later, that he would actually make a hand gesture during times where he would perform it live and say there's a bathroom on the right and point over to the lavatory.
Beth chimed in, our dear friend Beth, and she says, doesn't whites mean speed? Referring to that song.
Yeah. This is probably one of those things that in the 70s would have made much more sense.
Right.
Because the song is about truck driving, kind of. And, you know, truck drivers would do different things to kind of keep themselves... you know, going, awake, whatever. I would think that the wine would take you in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But if you had the right mix of whites and wine and weed, maybe that was it. Maybe that was the, you know.
I don't know the rules on that.
Weed, whites, and wine. Say that 20 times fast. I bet you can't.
Probably not now.
All those bottles were almost empty, I'm telling you.
Keith.
You don't have to explain your life to me.
Keith.
Yes?
Okay, what do you got next, buddy?
By one of the greatest bands, of, in my opinion, of all time, but it's something in the first lyric gets a little bit, I think, misheard, and it's message in a bottle. A year has passed since I wrote my note, but sometimes it's a year has passed since I broke my nose. But so you have to think about what kind of doctor you're seeing, because if that shit ain't healed in a year, I don't know if they said it right. You should
you
go
a problem.
Back and
you beg, you need
probably
to
malpractice. I don't know. You might get some bread. I don't know.
All right. What kind of love? Oh, it was a blast. Soon turned out had a water glass.
What?
Heart of Glass by Blondie.
I can't understand her in that whole song anyway.
I know,
though.
I can't understand it either.
I hear
once
Heart of Glass.
I had a love, it was a gas. Soon turned out, I had a heart of glass.
That song was written as a jazz tune. You ever hear that on Behind the Music? It was written as just like a swinging, like slow, sort of like lounge jazz kind of thing. And then whoever produced that record said, you got to do something with this. It's a cool tune, but, you know, take the lyrics and just, we'll speed up the beat, make it like a disco kind of thing. And then the rest is history.
Yep. I roller skated to that song. I didn't know anything.
At Roller Skate in Cannonsburg?
At Roller Skate in Cannonsburg. That had to be gone by the time you were grown.
I almost got beat up there by Cannonsburg girls because I was flirting with their boyfriends.
I messed with Cannonsburg girls.
So you were like flirting with disaster. Ha!
Zing.
Nope. Thanks, I'll be here all week. Try the veal.
I had no place to be flirting with those boys, but I did it anyway. Because I don't care. I got Benny and the Jets. She got electric boobs, a mohawk too, which is obviously, she's got electric boots, a mohair suit.
Mohair suit. You know, I read it in a magazine.
Which I like that song a lot.
Okay.
I likes it.
Great song. That's one of my old man's favorites. So I actually played that song at his funeral. I had a whole mix CD of tunes. It was actually on the CD when I gave it to the funeral director. I was like, he was like, you want to play this? I was like, yeah. And the CD said, tunes the old man likes.
Nice.
Okay.
That's very cool.
Okay. And I think it's going to be a long, long time till Touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
That's what I heard right there.
That
it's burning out his fuse up here.
I know, but I'm telling you, you didn't know that till you read lyrics somewhere, because nobody can understand.
No, I know that because I know things. I can tell you where Jimmy Hoffa is.
He drinks and he knows things.
I know things.
I drink and I know things. I can tell you where Jimmy Hoffa is at. Do you want to know what time the Powerball is coming out next week? I'll tell you the numbers.
Other than Keith and Elton John himself and Bernie Taupin, almost nobody knows that. When they read that, it was like, oh, burning out his fuse up here alone.
I mean, it makes
and
it sense.
It does make sense. But I never, for a year, and I love that song, and I listen to it over and over and over.
It's a great song, and I think that a lot of people do misinterpret the lyrics, yeah.
It's not that I misinterpreted it. I did not understand what he said. Here, I kind of thought I heard Here Alone,
yeah.
But that burning out his fuse, whatever.
I'm glad you're singing them, because I'm not going to do that.
So it's crazy. These rock enunciation. Pronunciate your word. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? No, I do not. It's because you talk gibberish.
I don't.
You are on drugs, and you drink, and you do all kind of crazy sex, and so we don't know what you're saying. We're normal people. Please.
I mean, normal's relative.
What do you got, Keith? It's your turn.
I'm going to go with a song from like 86. I think it might have been a record of year in 86. A great guitar player, great band, Dire Straits. But, you know, like people like to hear it's Money for Nothing and Your Chicks for Free. But a lot of people hear Money for Nothing and Your Chips for Free. No guac included. This might be a theme song for Chipotle in the future. I don't know.
I really would like some free chips.
So free chips is what that song's all about. It's not chicks.
Oh,
chips.
And by the way, for those of you who listen to the song on current radio, they take out the second verse altogether.
Yeah, I know.
And you can't say that word.
And so since they take out the second verse, I think we should tell people what they're missing. See the little faggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. That little faggot got his own jet airplane. That little faggot, he's a millionaire. And the song is not, it's a character in the song, and that's how the guy's talking, because these are guys who are like what do you call it? Like, you know, what?
They're labor humpers every day, whatever you want to call it. They're just doing their thing.
Working class gentlemen.
May the
God bless you.
In the words of Blazing Saddles, these folks are the common clay of the land. In other words, they're morons.
working class fellows.
Quit canceling things. Quit erasing history. Thank
we
you.
Know it. We know it exists.
Exactly.
We know it exists.
What do you got, Lily?
This is a super silly one, but Mungo Jerry's In the Summertime, which was my favorite song all summer long, like 10 years ago. But it's Have a Drink, Have a Jive is the misheard lyric. And it's Have a Drink, Have a Drive.
You know what? I'll say a song about that song. That's my favorite song by Mungo Jerry.
I love that song. I listen to it incessantly one summer all long.
Can you name another song by Mungo Jerry?
No, they were one hit wonder.
I couldn't do it.
I wonder if they could add another hit, though. Like, I wonder what happened to the O'Neaters when they put a W in front of it.
No, don't. At the end, he was in The Herdsman after that.
That's right. There he goes. Off to write his hit song, The Alone in My Principles.
Alone in My Principles. Because he didn't want to be in the Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters anymore.
You kids.
It's a good movie.
Oh, no.
Tell me that the tell me that part where Tom Hanks is asking old Faye slash Liv Tyler all those questions about her and dude, he was hitting on her at that point, wasn't he? That's what I kind of
felt that was a thing. I really felt that, like, I thought it was going to go in that direction when I was.
That's what I thought too. So I'm glad somebody else is right there with me when I was like, he's trying to get her because she was looking at what's his face with those come and get me eyes. Yeah. So I was just wondering what, you know.
The first time I saw that, I really thought like he was going to get her in the end. I'm not even going to lie, or at least sleep.
Yeah,
with
he was like, yes, you know, I'm like a big record producer, and this dude's like, you know, just he got. Couple, you know, good lyrics, and that's about it. But I got it going on. I'm Forrest Gump. I mean, it's just shit like that.
Forrest Gump.
How about this gem by our good friend Bruce Springsteen?
But as sung by
Wrapped Up by a Douche, and I'm a Boner in the Night.
Well, you know, hey, that's neither here nor there. Your personal business is your problem. I mean, but that's it. That's definitely one that I think to this day I can't hear anything but that lyric.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Which
it's
messed
just the
up.
Way he's saying it.
It's the way it's pronouncing it, but it's deuce. Wrapped up deuce, like a deuce.
It's definitely deuce.
So it's like he's not really saying douche, he's like wrapped up like a deuce.
Yeah.
So there's that, you know, kind of
he like had extra saliva in there going on.
He needed to spit really bad. And there's a Springsteen has a it's his Broadway thing that he did. It was on Netflix. You guys can see it if you want to. But he talks a lot about his song, and he gets into this. And
he talks about
this? Yeah, it gave me a lot of gave me more respect for him because he completely just put it out there. Says, and he laughs at himself over it and. And everything like that, and realizes, you know, it's, you know, what can you say? Who's next? Somebody say something. Remember, it is a podcast. This is audio.
Is it a podcast?
Well, I didn't want to interrupt you, Lou, so, you know, you got the, picking up the cons, but I'll take away because I'm going to bring you one of the great disco songs of all time by the greatest Swedish export ever,
what
ABBA.
What are you putting in your mouth? Button.
It looked What's like that? A lifesaver.
Is that a lifesaver?
Goddamn right it is. All right, so Dancing Queen, everybody knows that, but I mean, you know, we're gonna have it. This lyric is what a lot of times people hear: "See that girl, watch her scream, kicking the Dancing Queens." Now, that's not what it says, but for you people that are into like that kind of shit out there, that would be what could be heard. So that song takes on a whole different meaning if you look at those lyrics.
What are the actual lyrics again for that? Do you even know?
See that girl watch that scene digging the dancing green.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I'll tell you.
What you said could have been the words. Like I've listened to it so many times. I do not understand the words to it.
See that girl. What is it? Watch that scene.
Dig in the dancing queen.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it says. But it could also say, see that girl, watch her scream, kicking the dancing queen.
I really like
into
those
that
ones.
Kind of thing.
I'm kind of into that. More so.
What do you got, Lily?
I am looking to see which one I want to pick. Okay, so Ragdoll, Aerosmith.
Ragdoll, living in the movie.
Right, which is the correct lyric, but apparently some people here whacked off in the middle of a movie. Instead of Ragdoll.
What is it?
These people got problems.
Whacked off in the middle of a movie.
What? How do they?
I've never done that.
Oh, whacked off instead of ragdoll.
Yeah.
They didn't know that the song was called Ragdoll. They didn't put that together.
I guess not. That's one of the ones I pulled.
Abacab by Genesis. Have a cab.
I could see that.
What is it?
I'm sorry, that makes more sense. I'm sorry, Genesis, but it does.
Have a cab?
Have a cab instead of Abacab.
Oh, shit. Abacab is just the chords in the song, though.
Yeah, is that? That's right.
That's all it is. They couldn't think of a name, so they were like, you know, it's just this.
We have a song in my band that we can't think of a name for either.
Is that, you did play that one?
Yeah, I called it anal something the other night. But I've just been telling the guys, I'm like, okay, let's play gin 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 gin. Okay, because that's the riff. So we might just call the song gin.
I mean, why not? I have All Along the Watchtower by Jimi Hendrix. The misheard lyric is poor man dig my herb instead of plowman dig my earth.
Poor man dig my herb. I sang poor man dig my herb for years. I did. That's what I sang.
I sang a lot of wrong things too. It's all good.
And now I know she has built-in amenities. The actual lyrics are, I know she has a built-in ability. And I may have sang built-in amenities, but it's Invisible Touch, again, by Genesis. I'm on a Genesis.
You on a kick?
Kick, yeah. I'm going to have to listen to Genesis' greatest hits. I haven't listened to Genesis in a while.
You know what you listen to, man? Just you don't even mess around with that other shit. Go right to Duke, man. If you can get Duke is their pinnacle. That's the shining example of how that band is just so effing awesome. It's not even funny.
All right.
Duke. Lou, what are you going to listen to later?
Duke. I'm going to listen to Duke. I'm going to get wasted, listen to Duke.
Duke
and,
Nukem.
And not wear a mask in my house.
You shouldn't have to.
Are you angry about this?
For all
you people out there that are into alternative lifestyles, we have, excuse me while I kiss this guy. So if that's what you're into, whatever. But it's excuse me while I kiss the sky. Jimi Hendrix Purple Haze is often misrepresented as excuse me while I kiss this guy. Maybe some things were going on in Jimmy's life. I doubt it. I don't know.
Well, you do enough acid, sometimes you don't know who you're kissing.
Exactly.
Sometimes you don't remember who you're kissing.
Somebody talk. This is a podcast.
I'm thinking. Hold on. I'm not thinking. I'm trying to pick one.
Come on.
Oh, I have life. Suffragette City, David Bowie.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What is this?
The misheard lyric is, this mellow fat chick just put my spine out of place. But the correct
That's
lyric
not what it
is,
says?
This mellow-thighed chick just put my spine out of place.
What same difference, eh? What the hell?
I mean, they're just, it's a nicer way of saying it.
What about this one? I can see clearly now Lorraine is gone.
Lorraine, yeah.
She was such a pain in the ass that now that Lorraine is gone, everybody's happy. What a bitch she is. I don't know.
I have Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap.
That's
and the misheard lyric is dirty deeds and they're done with sheep.
I heard dirty deeds and your mother's cheap.
And dirty deeds and they're done dirt cheap is the correct lyric. But whenever I saw them inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Steven Tyler even introduced them with this song, it sounded like that's what he was saying was the sheep part. I'm like, did he really just say sheep?
There's misheard lyrics to Highway to Hell. And I'll tell you guys off the podcast. I won't even say it in the group.
Okay, it's bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It uses.
Oh my god! This must be really out there.
But this is a word I don't even like. I don't like to say.
Okay.
It must be that.
Yeah, it's that word. You know but that word. How about this
everybody
one? How about this one? Speaking of AC/DC, and with the and I was in
We're
a band, and we did not have the lyrics to this song, and we had to sit down. We sat down into Cogswell Hall, the music school in Indiana, PA, with a tape cassette tape, listening to the tape over and over, trying to figure out the words, and this is what we came up with. Had me fighting. Listen to me. She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman I had ever seen. She had saggy sides telling me no lies. The actual lyrics are, she had sightless eyes, but we sang, she had saggy sides. because the next line is knocking me out with his American thighs.
Yeah.
So she had saggy sides.
You were trying to rhyme it. I get it.
We were trying to put it together. You know, rock and roll, you got to help these young kids out, man. We don't understand what the hell you're saying. So here's the AC/DC and their saggy sides.
Do you think anyone even noticed, though?
No. And when I tell you guys,
people get pissed like Australian women off there when they were like, she's knocking me out with those American thighs. They could have said Australian thighs and just appeased many people in our country.
I'm telling you, man. Let me tell you.
But I think because American women have such
At the time, American women, that was it, man. They were the absolute hottest. Now, American women are the most biggest pain in the asses, with the exception of present company excluded. But for the most part,
yeah, what you say, man. I got to live in this bitch. You know what I mean?
I'm telling you, man. We've ruined young people. But in any case, because they didn't have good music like this.
Legit.
So what do you got, Keith? What's next? We got time for, what do we got? We got 5 minutes. So go ahead. Your last one.
We got Sweet Dreams Are Made of These. But what is heard often is especially from Wisconsin, Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese. And if you go to bed at night thinking of cheese, you might have an issue, but that's sometimes what they hear.
I never understood the lyrics, and I always wanted to sing Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Because who am I? I don't know why. These what?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I know what you're saying. Putting it together. So, anyways, guys, it was a little fun show. Did, any other than Beth, any other comments?
Nope.
Screw you guys. You don't make comments. We don't say nothing to you. You can kiss my entire ass.
The whole one. All of it.
All of it. And it's pretty big right now.
What about I like big butts in a can of lime? We forgot that one.
Do you like big butts, Keith?
I do not.
We have a few birthdays today. Real quick, I want to throw a few. Martin Barr from Jethro Tull, born this day in 1946. Shout out to you, my brother. My brother, you were on my podcast. He was a very gracious dude. And if you go back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus archives, you can listen to my interview with him. A guy I would love to have interviewed, but he died. He put out one record. The son of Tim Buckley, Jeff Buckley, was born this day in 1966. Amazing man. Singer.
That's crazy, man.
Just absolutely.
What's that? Grace.
Yeah. Yep. That was the record. That was his only studio album. Was released in 1995. He died in a bizarre gardening accident. No, he was swimming and he was on heroin and all kinds. He took heroin and morphine because, in case one didn't work.
One's not enough for you. Might as well just go big or go home. No pun intended.
On this day in 1966, Beach Boys went to number one with good, 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 good vibrations.
Which is actually probably one of our better songs. Everything else they ripped off, so that's a good one.
1962 on this day in UK, the Four Seasons went to number one with "Big Girls Don't Cry." Fun song.
Losing a mood.
Lulu is in a mood. And on this day in 2003. Country artist Don Gibson passed away of natural causes. Number seven single, "Oh Lonesome Me," covered by Neil Young. He also had "Sea of Heartbreak." His song "I Can't Stop Loving You" has been covered by over 700 artists.
Really?
Ray Charles did not write that song, by the way. Don Gibson.
Yeah. I was just thinking, though. We could have did an entire podcast and did a shout out to Bob Dylan, because not that anybody doesn't understand your lyrics, we just don't know what the hell you're saying anyway, Bob, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
Here we go.
Johnny's in the basement mixing up the medicine. What? What's he doing there? Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. Greatest Bob Dylan song is I don't know. One of my favorites is "Tangled Up in Blue." I think it's a great song. I think it's the way each verse tells a story. It's a very, very, very cool song. So I know his voice is an acquired taste for sure, and most people do not acquire the taste. I get it. I know. I'm in a minority. I get it. That's okay. I make no apologies. It is what it is.
I mean, it's coming from a guy who likes the Relic, so we're going to leave it at that.
On this day in 1996, The Relic was the number one movie worldwide.
I knew it. It's the best movie of all time next to Highlander.
Oh, come on, dude. Don't be getting on Highlander now. There can be
horror. It's the greatest movie of all time. Just watch Ricky Bobby. He'll tell you.
My name is Carter McCloud, and I'm immortal.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I have the special edition with the director's cut, brother.
What, a Highlander or Ricky Bobby?
Highlander.
You almost
but I do Bobby. Love Ricky Bobby, too. I love the... oh, dude, Talladega Nights, are you kidding?
Ricky, I watched the Highlander movie. It's shit.
What is it again? These are my sons, Walker and Texas Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, that dinner, that like scene at that like that table, the dinner scene table is like
that's amazing.
I'm gonna be honest. That's the only scene I like in the whole movie.
That movie is off. That scene, that's off the hook.
Will Smith. Will Ferrell is a very acquired taste for me.
You don't like White Will.
It's hit or miss on his
movies.
I tell
you, when I was dating a girl who absolutely hated Will Ferrell. In fact, she was resentful that Elf was a Christmas movie. Her birthday was Christmas, and she's like, every Christmas, my family wants to watch that stupid King Will Ferrell movie, and it's my birthday, and I'm not going to watch it. I don't care. She was freaking out, man.
I mean, I love a lot of his movies. There's just some of them that I'm like, eh. Okay.
Now, on next week's show, we're going to talk about Will Ferrell's greatest moments.
He does have quite a few, actually.
Yeah, Dodgeball. Anyways, guys.
Was he in Dodgeball?
I don't know if he's in Dodgeball.
He's not in Dodgeball.
Are you sure? He's got to have a scene in there. He's got to be like a waiter.
In Dodgeball? He
always shows up in those. You know what I mean? I've seen some of his movies where like...
No, he's great. Like he shows up in movies like...
What's the
Wedding
one? Zoolander? Like in Zoolander. Like
yeah, he's not Wedding star, Crashers but he kind of shows best, up like, in it. Wedding Crashers is his best cameo scene where he's at the end. He's picking up chicks at the funerals and stuff. That's, you know, that's pretty crazy. That's pretty funny. Mom's like yelling at him and he's yelling for the meatloaf. That's iconic.
Is that guy? Who's the guy that makes all those really... He's one of Seth Rogen's buddies. Seth Rogen. Is his name Seth?
Seth Rogen.
Seth, what's his name?
Seth Rogen?
The fat guy.
Yeah, Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
Fat, he's thin. That's like him and Jonah Hill. They're fat, they're thin.
Yeah,
they're
you know
fat,
what I mean? Like, they do all those movies, and like, some of these, there's like the same cast of characters that seem to kind
of always
show up, you know, in each other's movies.
But, you know, sometimes they just use their actual actor names.
Yeah,
you know,
sometimes they do that. But, all right, guys, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, go to LuLombardiRocks.com. Go to wolfscustoms.online. Get yourself Hollow Flash done on your musical instrument before the end of the world, you know, because it's coming pretty soon, so don't wait. And shout out to Rock Rage Radio. Go to rockrageradio.com. Check out the app. Lily, when is your show again?
Thursdays at 6 p.m., rockrageradio.com.
And Keith, final word of the day from Keith the Hawk Hawkins.
I'm going to die on the vine.
And on that happy note, you guys have a great week. We'll catch you on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.